श्री परमात्मने नमः। देयर इज नो परमानेंट पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस, दिस इज द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ ऑल पीपल। सो फॉर द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ द परमानेंट पीस एंड हैप्पीनेस, नाउ दिस ट्रेंड ऑफ लाइफ ऑफ सीकिंग प्लेजर आउट ऑफ अवर सेल्फ बाई having the contact of the senses through the object, it is to be turned about. It is to be totally different, opposite to it. Now the energy is not sent outside of us. We start conserving the energy in us. And it is only when you withdraw yourself from the outside that the meditation starts. The meditation starts when you have cut off yourself from the surroundings as much as you can. You can't meditate when you are listening pop music also and music, how it will be possible? You are sitting with your friend, girlfriend or boyfriend and caressing and meditating, what is the meditation then? You have to cut off. Because the trend is just opposed to that which is there when you enjoy the pleasures. So we cut off. And then when we withdraw to ourselves and the flow of the energy, instead of going out, it starts going inside of us, then certain changes start happening in the body, in the mind, both. But certain things more. It is one of the most difficult things to get totally free from this taste which one has got in the company of the opposite sex. The taste does not go away even at a very high stage of evolution. As regards the very taste, the liking, for the opposite sex, it goes away finally after enlightenment, not before that. Chapter 2, verse 59. Chapter 2, verse 59. Vishya vinivartante niraharasya dehine rasvarjam rasopiyasya param drashtva nivartate. The translation of verse 59 runs like this: sense objects turn away from him who does not enjoy them with his senses, but the taste for them persists. This relish also disappears in the case of the man of a stable mind when he sees the Supreme, Supreme with the capital letter Supreme. Supreme is Supreme God. The Lord is saying very clearly, sense objects turn away from him who does not enjoy them with his senses. What does it mean? If you separate your senses from the objects, naturally there will not be any connection between the senses and the objects. You are having the carrot halwa there on the table, you don't see, no connection with that. No connection of the sense, but the taste is going on. Last time Mataji gave very nice carrot halwa. It tastes very fine. You are not, the senses are not connected, but the taste persists. You have broken relations with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you said, all right, listen, I am coming from India, I have known at least the theoretical part of the truth, and I want to become a perfect yogi. From today onwards, the relations are finished. You declare it to your boyfriend or your girlfriend or even a husband or wife. A husband or wife may like to become a yogi. They say, all right, whatever is done, finished. The past is gone. From today onwards, I am going to be a yogi, full yogi, no relations, all right. One can do it. and then one goes to the bed for sleeping, and when lying on the bed, she was really beautiful. Oh, he was really a he-man. The muscles like that I never saw. This goes on. What to do about it? The connection has been broken, completely disconnected, finished, but now in the inside. This is the problem. Everywhere. The Lord therefore has said it clearly, that the taste, the relish, goes only after seeing the Supreme, after enlightenment, after experiencing the Self. It is after self-realization that the taste is no more there at all inside. And the taste is no more there, it means the person is dry, not full of love, but not lust. A realized man also sees the face of the another person. If the face, he also see, he has eyes and sees that the cheeks are like this or the lips are like this, but he has no taste for that. The relish is not there. Love is there, okay, become good yogi, like that. A great saint has given a very good example about the inner condition of a realized person. He says, the condition of a realized person inside is like this. For example, people are very greedy about money everywhere, most of the people, but if you keep a bundle of currency notes, the money, in front of a cow, the cow is seeing, but the cow is not touched by it. The cow is seeing the bundle of notes, but there has no connection with it. In the same way, realized person is seeing a beautiful lady or a handsome man, if the realized person is the lady. But all right, seeing is seeing, nothing like a cow is not fine. None. That inner thing does not happen. So, I have given you the greatest evidence, the Lord's words here in 59. Sense objects turn away from him who does not enjoy them with his senses. The sense objects, the relationship is cut off, correct? But the taste for them persists. It continues, the taste. And how the taste goes away? This relish also, relish means taste the same. This relish also disappears in the case of the man of stable mind when he sees the Supreme. And how difficult it is? In the next verse 61. Yatato hi api kaunteya purushasya vipaschitah indriyani pramathini haranti prasvammane. Turbulent by nature, the senses even of a wise man who is practicing self-control forcibly carry away his mind. Arjun, to the disciple the Lord is saying, oh Arjun, listen. They are so strong, this urge is so strong. Turbulent by nature, the very nature of the senses is full of agitation. The agitation is always there. The senses even of a wise man, not an ordinary man, a person who considers himself or herself, oh, I am wise, I am not going to be attracted by all these things. The Lord is saying even the senses of such a wise man, and not only wise man, who is practicing self-control, who is trying to be a yogi, who is a seeker, a wise man trying to be a seeker, even his senses forcibly carry away his mind. The mind is carried away. And let us read the 61 also, it is also useful, very useful. Tani sarvani sanyamya yuktvasit matparah vashehi yashchandriyani tasya pragya pratishthita. Therefore, having controlled them all and collecting his mind, one should sit for meditation, devoting oneself, heart and soul to me. Here the important thing for understanding is devoted to me, devoted to the Lord. Don't think that by your own power you will be able to have the control over senses. It is by depending upon the Lord. It is by depending upon Christ or Krishna or Buddha that you will be able to control yourself. If you think, oh, 5 years have passed since I am practicing, from today I am, ego is playing the trick, and you may have a fall. Trying your best, try you have to do, but depending on God. Two things are wrong. You are trying, and you are not only trying, but you are saying in your own mind, I will control. This is ego. Another thing is, everything for me God does, God will do, not trying. This is also wrong. Put your all the efforts you can, but then depend upon God. That means pray to God. Do your efforts and pray to God. Oh Lord, make me free of this lust. Please make me free. Prayer like this. Therefore, having controlled them all and collecting his mind, one should sit for meditation, devoting oneself, heart and soul to me. For he whose senses are mastered is known to have a stable mind. Only such a person has the stable mind. The wavering tendency of the mind is finished.